This is Covenant Dies Radio, helping you and your family to be safe online. With all the research out there about internet safety for kids, how can parents get their hands on the best information? Today we are speaking with one of the pioneers of internet safety, Donna Rice Hughes, President and CEO of Enough is Enough. Donna has testified a number of times before U.S. Congress on internet-related dangers, and was also appointed by Senator Trent Lott to serve on the Child Online Protection Act Commission. Currently, Donna serves on a number of internet safety task forces around the country. Donna has given over 3,500 media interviews, appearing on such shows and networks as The Today Show, Oprah, Fox News, CNN, Dateline, and 2020. Her editorials have appeared in The Wall Street Journal, The New York Times, The Washington Post, USA Today, The Los Angeles Times, People Magazine, and many other periodicals. Today, Donna talks with us about why internet filters, though necessary, aren't enough to protect kids. She talks about the unique resources Enough is Enough provides parents, youth workers, and educators that equips them to be vigilant to protect their kids online. See the strength that we will have. Well, Donna, you appeared on the Today Show back at the beginning of March to talk about this vital importance of monitoring what your kids do on the internet. Why is monitoring internet use so important for parents?
Monitoring internet use is very important for parents as a part of their toolkit, if you will, to protect their kids online.
Yeah.
And at Enough is Enough, we recommend that parents use both non-technical measures, which we call rules, and technical measures, which we call tools, hence rules and tools, to protect their kids on all internet-enabled devices. This is very, very important. So from our standpoint, filtering is absolutely essential.
Absolutely,
but you also need monitoring as well. With the both of them, you're going to help protect your kids from seeing material that they shouldn't see and content that they shouldn't see, but you're also, with the monitoring, you have the opportunity to see what your kids are doing and where they're going, because there are a lot of kids that will try to get around a filtering tool or
sure.
use a proxy or go outside of what the parent has tried to set into place. And so that's one reason that monitoring is important. There are other reasons. First of all, it just gives you an idea of what your kids are really doing online. And it also
sure.
helps, in my opinion, set up accountability. We recommend you let your kids know that you're going to be using these tools, whether it's a filter, a monitor, and the other tools we recommend, like time-limiting controls and blocking chat rooms and limiting who your kids can instant message and that kind of thing, all the different tools that you can find in a tool suite from a parental controls company. And but setting up that accountability also serves as a deterrent to some behavior
yeah,
that your kids might want to try, but if they know you've got eyeballs on them, maybe they won't. And so that's a good thing. So we do recommend, you know, having a discussion with your kids about why you're using these tools, because it's not necessarily that you don't trust them, but it's your job as a parent to make sure that they are safe. That's why these tools are so important, because there's a lot of people that, you know, do not have good intentions online that could seek to harm your kid. And they need to understand that. It's not just about their behavior, but also what may be actually going on that their child may not have the discernment to understand, but a parent would. For instance, I always say you can't recognize a disguised predator.
Mm-hmm.
And kids are probably much less likely to recognize if they might be being groomed or if someone may be of a different age or have a different intention than what might be going on, you know, in conversations that they're having online and that kind of thing. So having that parental eye is very, very important.
Absolutely. You know, well, and it's interesting that you brought up the idea that parents may think that this communicates the idea that I don't trust you. And we hear a lot of fuss about that. Question about monitoring kids exactly for that reason, especially as kids get older and they exert more independence. Parents often fear monitoring their kids because it communicates this idea, I don't trust you. So if you were standing in front of a group of parents who had that concern, what might you say to them?
I think that in dealing with any type of parenting issue, you need to there needs to be open lines of communication. In fact, that is our very first safety rule for parents to follow, and that is keep the lines of communication open and ongoing, because internet safety and cyber parenting is an ongoing issue. You can't just like have the internet safety discussion one time and check the box and be done with it.
Yeah.
Parents need to really be on top of their kids' online activities and friends, and a lot of that's going to come out just through good communications. The tools are simply there as what I call the defensive measure, whereas the rules are kind of the offensive measure, and those are just as important as the tools are. One without the other is really not a complete solution. But if parents can communicate with their children that, you know, the internet is a great tool and it can be used for good or evil, and you as a young person can get yourself into some trouble without even trying, or
sure.
Maybe it's a mom and dad who's having problems with one of their kids or their teenagers, and they're like, look, you know, I have to lock you down in a lot of areas of your life, you know,
yeah.
Because you keep pushing the boundaries and the envelopes. And so, you know, this is a way that I can help protect you and help you protect yourself from some what could put you at risk or danger online. But the other side of that is to help them understand that there are, you know, some bad folks that are exploiting the internet that will put them in harm if the parent does not stand in the gap and be the first line of defense.
Absolutely. You know, and when Covenant and I started over 11 years ago, we called our program Accountability and Accountability Service precisely for this reason, because it's not about just simply spying or trying to catch them red-handed, but rather it's about this sort of, like you're saying, upfront communication, having the tools that enables this sort of informed discussion.
What we do normally when we do direct parent trainings, which we do, especially with our Internet Safety 101 program that we take to adult audiences, we teach parents about how the pornography industry works and why their kids are at risk. And we also talk to them about how the predators operate and how they're grooming kids and putting kids at risk. And we talk about all the issues with the social web and the interactive nature of technology, or the interactive nature of the web now and the internet. And so by the time we get to the safety section, which is where we have the rules and tools and monitoring part of the tools, they understand that they need to implement all of those tools, not just one, not just filtering,
sure.
not just monitoring, but all of them. And to tell you the truth, you know, a lot of parents, I do find they may just be implementing one thing, like a filter, and that's it. And they may only be doing it on the computer and not on the Xbox and not on the internet connected
right. yeah.
Mobile phone or PDA or anything else. So I find that the parents are often just ill-informed or ill-equipped or just overwhelmed simply. And so we try to make it really, really simple. But the reality is that a lot of parents are not using the tools that are out there, even those who are offered as a free service, you know, from internet service providers. They're still not using these tools because they don't understand that their kids are not immune from dangers.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's, I think, the difficulty for a lot of parents is that there are these real dangers. A lot of times the parents aren't aware of the dangers themselves, but even when they are aware of the dangers, it is really nice especially when you're opening up those lines of communication, talking with your child about what kind of dangers are on the internet, to be able to bring in some real world examples. These aren't just phantom threats or parents being overprotective about things that don't really exist. These are real-world problems. These are things that real kids have run into and real teens have run into. Can you talk a little bit with us about how Enough is Enough can help parents bring in those real-world examples and bring in those real-life stories that makes these threats and these dangers real to kids?
There are a lot of ways that Enough is Enough can help. We actually have been doing internet safety work on a national level since 1994. In fact, we were the original pioneer on internet safety efforts, both nationally and at local levels, you know, from the early to mid 90s, but we created just recently, over the past several years, the Internet Safety 101 program, which is a multimedia program that was designed to educate parents, teachers, law enforcement, youth workers, youth pastors, anyone who may be a steward of a child, and especially when that child is using an internet-enabled device.
Well, that's wonderful.
And yes, and our primary partner has been the Department of Justice, as well as other partners, including Covenant Eyes. And we created this because we felt it was vitally important for parents to really become educated, not just kind of get a little sheet of that has some safety tips on it and try to, you know, turn on a few things and talk to them about some of the bad stuff on the internet and check the internet safety box and be done with it. We really felt that it was very important to give them a thorough education because our goal was to teach them the MO of the pornographers, the MO of the predators, the MO of a cyber bully, how kids themselves are putting themselves at risk, how the internet works, how the new Web 2.0 or the interactive social web is working now, and then if we can educate them on that, it's like teaching somebody to fish. We get them educated on those types of issues and information, then we find them 100% incentivized to implement the safety measures that we recommend, which are the non-technical, the rules, and the technical, the tools, to keep their kids safe, because most of the problems that kids are encountering online are preventable. So the idea is for parents to recognize that if you're not the first line of defense, your kids are at risk, period, if they have unrestricted internet access. We would love for parents and other caring adults to get a copy of our Internet Safety 101 program. It's a four-part DVD teaching series. It has a workbook as well that is optional, as well as a rules and tools booklet, which is kind of a shorter version of the workbook. We have an interactive website, which is internetsafety101.org. We also have some of the video vignettes that are within our DVD series on our website. Now, the program was designed for adults, but we found that a lot of parents will especially use our video vignettes, which are on our website and also on YouTube, as those real-life stories. So, for instance, if they want to talk to their child about grooming or sexual predators, we have 3 to 5 minute video vignettes about that from, you know, real kids, real law enforcement, a real predator, and a real victim of an abduction who's a survivor. And that those can be those door openers. The same thing in the pornography section. I interviewed 12 teenagers who talked about how they got hooked on pornography and how it impacted their lives. And we have, yeah, you know, leading clinicians talking about the addictive nature of this material and that kind of thing. And, you know, we cover things like cyberbullying and online gaming. So they're great door openers. So we highly recommend that parents either get the program or go to our website and at least get familiar with those video vignettes online and the information that we provide online just as a service of Enough is Enough. And then lastly, they can sign up for our email communications because we're always sending out current updates as far as, you know, the latest in technology or what's happening. Sometimes, you know, there'll be a big case and it's all over the media and I'll end up on the Today Show on it and that kind of thing. So we're always covering internet safety information. It's a great way for them to stay up to date.
Well, that's great. Yeah, and I've seen those video vignettes and I've seen the curriculum, and it is very, very good. And I do also encourage parents to go out, get this. Perhaps you do it on your own, or you can go through an organization, a community organization, or a church or something, or a group of parents getting together and watching the videos, or going through the curriculum. It's an excellent, excellent resource, and I really applaud you guys for making this, because it is desperately needed for parents living in this digital divide. So many parents, they grew up in a world without the internet, and they are unaware of simply how many dangers are out there. And even when they're aware, they're just overwhelmed with, news stories and information coming at them this way and that. This is a one-stop shop. That's what I love about it.
Thank you for listening to Donna Rice Hughes on Covenant Eyes Radio. To get Enough is Enough's free educational resources, such as informative articles, blog posts, video clips, and the rules and tools lists, go to InternetSafety101.org. That's InternetSafety101.org. There you can also order their Internet Safety 101 program kits, including their DVD teaching series, rules and tools booklet, workbook, and resource guide. We would like to thank Donna Rice Hughes and Enough is Enough for the years of dedication and work they've put into these resources. I am your host, Luke Gilkerson. To hear more of our podcasts, visit us on iTunes or the Covenant Eyes blog, Breaking Free, at covenanteyes.com/blog. We are to follow. Your words have made us right. We stand on the Mount of Sacrifice.